Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Crazy Chats, the sleepover edition.
With our sleepover edition, for audio listeners, we're in our hoodies. It's not sponsored, but I really want it to be. And for audio listeners, if you can't tell, we are actually together. Oh
my
God.
So we're not on Zoom for once. We only did it once.
So I hope you enjoy this episode.
So Rachel.
Yes, my dear.
Do you know what I'll be talking about today?
No, you haven't told me.
Okay. So today I'm going to talk about a case that you may or may not have heard of, from a little place called Wollongong.
Stop. Right. There. I think that's a little too close at home. I thought Sydney was close to home. But, I think this is a little bit too much.
Yeah, I just had to beat you because, like, you know, you thought you'd find a case from Sydney. I thought I'd find one from Wollongong.
Fair enough.
So, however, this case was not exactly recent. Well, it could be seen as recent. It occurred 50 years ago.
I wouldn't classify that as recent.
Was it? Well, it wasn't that. It was like 1970. So that's like, that was like when my mum was born.
That was after that was after when my mother was born.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, it was 50 years ago. So it's not too long, but it's not like too recent. So this happened on the 12th of January, 1970 at Fairy Meadow Beach.
Too close to home, I think.
You're not over it, are you?
No, I'm not over it.
Okay, so this happened in Fairy Meadow at the Migrant Hostel in Fairy Meadow. So this case involves a family known as the Grimmer family. So they were living in this Fairy Meadow Migrant... I'll repeat that.
For audio listeners, I just dropped the mic.
Yeah, I thought, like, people say, like, drop the beat, drop the mic, like, mic drop. I didn't think you were serious.
Okay, so, all right. When did this happen?
So, this happened on the 12th of January, 1970, at Fairy Meadow Beach. So, this family, who was the Grimmer family, they were living in Fairy Meadow Migrant Hostel. So they...
Grimmer family, that sounds like, you know, there's, like, the Grimm brothers... Like, with the people who made, like, the fairy tale stories.
Or, like, the Grim Reaper. Oh, that's what I thought.
We have totally different thoughts of Grimm. You think Grim Reaper, I think the Grimm Brothers.
I was like, is this because you were talking about the Menendez brothers yesterday?
Oh, my God. Like, we should do a case on the Menendez brothers. I think because, like... With them, like, having a new trial soon.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good story.
Even though it's not, like, Australian.
We don't have to keep doing
Australian. Yeah, it's fine. It was just happened to be that we both found Australian cases.
That's true. That is true. But we're not always going to do Australian cases, we promise.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this family, though, they weren't Australian, they had migrated from England in 1968.
Well, like,
Shout out.
I will most likely bleep their names.
Because, yeah.
We don't know if they want to be mentioned. So, love, tell me a bit about the family.
Okay, so the case focuses specifically on a little girl named Cheryl. So, at the time that they migrated to Australia... She was 2 years old.
Is this a 2-year-old serial killer?
Maybe.
I want that to happen. If this is a 2-year-old serial killer, I'm here for it.
You know that that's going to be your child when you marry Dylan.
Oh, offended. My child be perfection.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be gorgeous, but, like, they'll have serial killer genes. What? He always says
he's not a serial killer.
He says he's a serial killer. Am I wrong?
No.
To explain to the viewers.
Okay. Listeners. So, listeners, hi. We have this one friend, and I'm more closer to him than Nab. And he's just a little creepy, like, to other people, but he's really sweet to us. But to other people, he's just really creepy and stuff like that.
He's just awkward, really.
He's an awkward little chap, isn't he? He's improved.
Yeah, he has, since he met you. And, like, because I've known him for, like, 10 years, but, like, I think the relationship between you two is, like, a lot. Like, it's, like... closer is maybe a word. I don't know if that's the right word, but, like, I think because you guys all had classes together also.
Yeah.
So, but I, and we had
no classes. Shout out to him. We did business class together. If he's ever listening.
Yeah.
And he knows that's him. Good on him. Oh, yes, this family.
Oh, I forgot.
The 2-year-old serial killer.
I love how off track we get. I feel like we're Ryan and Shane from BuzzFeed Unsolved.
I feel like the first episode was just a really big trial run and it was just horrible, and I love this one more.
Yeah, because, like, it's our true selves.
It is our true selves. Yeah, it is. I feel like I moved it.
Oops. Sorry.
For listeners, I moved the camera by accident because we're very budget here.
We're budget cuts.
Budget cuts. We're just starting. Budget cuts is you getting kicked out of this show. You don't even get paid.
I feel like you would kick me out, but then you'd be like, I'm bored. Would you kick me out for not holding the mic, but even though you were the one that dropped the mic.
Oh, yes, back to the family.
Oh, yes, probably should
back
do
to
that.
This. Back to the serial killer, the 2-year-old serial killer. What's her name again?
Cheryl.
Go Cheryl.
No, but this child had, like, a few siblings. So she had all brothers. So she had a brother named Ricky, who was 7.
Oh my God, Ricky, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Joshua Bassett. I only just got into it. I've seen one episode, and I want to watch season one. But I don't have Disney Plus. I'm not like some people who stinge other people's accounts, even though they're not friends with them anymore.
Well,
I just farted.
Did you just fart?
Oh, imagine if the mic was right there. Oh my God, enjoy that, listeners, for that big, nice snort from Rachel.
Okay, so she had a brother called Ricky. How old was Ricky?
He was 7. Okay. And then she also had another brother named Stephen, who was 5.
Okay, 5.
And then another one, you're going to love this. Paul, who was 4.
Paulie! My dad's name is Paul, everybody, so we resonate with Paul. Oh, Paulie.
Oh, yeah. I should probably mention, she also has parents, so...
She never had sisters?
No, she didn't have sisters. She has parents, though. Like, so
she was the only girl.
Yeah, she was the only girl. So she had a mum named Carol, who was 26 at the time. And then her father, Vince, who was 24. So, I mean, you could say that's kind of cougaring, but because when I think of that, I don't think that's cougaring, but when I think of honey, I think of cougaring.
Oh my God, they're exactly the same. They're the exact same age gap.
But, like, that's funny. Also said with Sophie Dossie and Dom Brack, like, even though she's 2 years older, they're too cute together, so it's not classified as cougaring. Oh, boo-hoo. She is a cougar.
So what happened with this 2-year-old serial killer?
Oh my God, she's not a 2-year-old serial killer. That poor girl. It's actually really sad what happened to her. But yeah, I can see why you might think she's a 2-year-old serial killer, because I haven't really said anything about besides that it's a true crime case involving a 2-year-old. So the morning of January 12th, 1970, the Grimmer family went to the beach at Fairy Meadow. And so everyone went except the dad, Vince, because he was at work that day.
Oh, go Vince, make that cash.
I thought you were going to say that he was the one who's going to be involved behind everything, but oh wait, I shouldn't spoil things.
Yeah, calm down. Go Vince. He's just trying to make some bank.
I mean, fair enough. Okay, so like they had a nice little beach day, but like at 1:30 in the afternoon they decided like it's time to head home because the weather turned bad, like there was going to be a storm mm-hmm. or something like that. So the children all went to like the shower block together while the mum Carol like packed up all their things.
So the mum just left the kids yeah. at the showers.
I know, it's very controversial.
Good job, mum.
I know.
Good job.
And she was 2 years old. Like, I can kind of... I would never leave my kids to do that. I mean, I guess you could see
them
inside.
How old are the sons again?
So, Cheryl was 2, which is like a baby. Yeah. And then 7, 5, and 4.
For the sons?
Yeah.
My mom barely leaves me now and I'm 18.
Yeah. I'm 19, you baby.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Yeah, oh, since last time we filmed, I was 18.
Oh, yeah! Happy birthday to Nab. She's now 19. Okay, back to the story. Okay. I don't want to deal with your birthday anymore. Fair. I've done a whole 2 cakes for
you
that.
You did 3, actually. She
I made did 3 cakes?
You made 3 cakes. The chocolate one in the fridge. And the poppy seed and the cupcakes.
Oh, I'm such a good friend.
I know, she's the best friend. Bestest
okay.
friend. Okay.
Back to the story.
Okay. So the children, yeah, they went to the shower block all together while the mum organised all their things.
Mm-hmm.
And then after washing off, Cheryl ran into the women's change room alone and she wouldn't come out. Like, her brothers had said in an interview that, a direct quote was, "I was a boy. I didn't want to go into the girls' shower block. There was other girls in there. I didn't want to go in."
And well, that's fair enough.
You're told not to go in. He was just following the rules. It's not his fault.
He's showing etiquette. Is it etiquette?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it etiquette or is it just respect?
I think it's just, yeah, something like that.
I don't know words well. I did English standard. not saying if you did English standard that you're not smart. I'm just not smart and I did English standard. In my school, we had 4 English classes. So that If you were in English 1, you were a good English person. And if you were in English 4, you were a bad English person. I was in English 4 for 4 years.
To be fair, I was in the middle and I only went to the top, like, the last year. I was.
Yes, but I was in English 4 for 4 years.
I was also in, like, bottom maths for, like, 2 years.
Oh, my God, I was in maths 2.
You were always in maths 2.
I was in maths 2 for 4 years, and then I decided, and I was just like, good on me.
And then you...
Consistency.
And then you went to standard, and you wanted to be an accountant.
Oh, that is nasty.
Whew. That just, yeah, that brings up memories.
Good,
but yes.
Good on the son. Just respecting, yeah. Like, it's understandable. If you've been taught one thing, you'd want to follow that and not get in trouble.
Yeah, I get that entirely. But then, when Cheryl went into the toilet block, like, alone, mm-hmm. like, the change room, like, it's just like, I know they couldn't stop that from happening, like, because they went back to their mum because Cheryl wasn't coming out, but like I feel like it's the mum's fault for, like, I don't know how far it was, like the you know, the shower block
yeah.
from, you know, where they were on the beach, but
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like
you shouldn't leave your kids alone,
especially if there's a 2-year-old there. Like, I know that they could be
I'd
really
rather
good
get
brothers.
My things stolen than my kids getting taken.
So, yeah, I get get I bet that
does
mom
she
really
get taken oh no.
I thought, I'm not going to spoil things, but I mean, I'm going to tell you anyway, so.
Okay, so the little son went and said, yeah.
Yes.
What happened?
So, they went back to the, so Cheryl.
The sons?
Yeah, the Cheryl went into the toilet, change room thing. She wouldn't come out, so the sons ran to the mum mm-hmm. and said, look, they're panicking. They're like, look, she's not coming out, so, like, can you come get her?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then they came back. The mum went and looked in the change rooms and she couldn't find her. And she's like, where did you leave her? Like, kind of blaming the sons. But it's like, at the same time,
you shouldn't have left her
in the first place. Like, take responsibility. But yeah, at the same time, I shouldn't say that because I don't know how far the toilet block was from where the mum was.
We live near there. We should take a road trip.
We probably should. We should just Google Maps.
But it could have changed by then. This was in 1970. We're in 2021.
Yeah, like... Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like I haven't even been to Fairy Meadow Beach. Is that the dog beach?
I don't know, actually.
I've never been to Fairy Meadow Migrant Hostel. I don't know if I've driven
past it. I've barely
it.
Been in Fairy Meadow in my life, and I live near there. Okay, continue, sorry.
So basically they couldn't find her. Mm-hmm. And so there was, and at that, in that place, there was no phone nearby. So Carol, the mum, mm-hmm. made her way to a house nearby on Elliot's Road and asked them to call the police. Like, witnesses claimed that they spotted a white car.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, from there, a huge manhunt started after her disappearance. So there were, like, many theories that were proposed that, like, that she was hiding and fell asleep, or that the current took her, or even that she had been abducted, which is really
the
sad.
Current, like, the ocean.
So yeah, the current as in the ocean. Like, maybe drowned. Like, oh, yeah,
so she
drowned.
Went back to the ocean.
Yeah, or something like
that. So the theories was that she was hiding and then she fell asleep somewhere.
Yeah.
That she drowned in the ocean because she went back there.
And she, yeah, the current must
or
have
she was been Or she was abducted.
Yeah.
Those were the theories at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after a day of searching for her, these theories were dismissed. So
even the ocean one? How would you know
yeah.
about
yeah,
the
ocean
one?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like,
how can you just dismiss the ocean one?
Yeah.
She could have drowned in the ocean
yeah, I know.
For all
like,
we know.
Yeah, because, like, it's
She's
the
a
ocean.
Two-year-old.
How are you going to search? Like, you know, like
you, like, there's, like, a lot of the ocean that we don't know about.
Yeah, clearly. Like,
have you seen Criminal Minds?
No, I need to watch
this. There's a whole episode. There's a whole episode about how, like, this person has been, like, burying lives in the sewers of the ocean or something like that for a very long time. I don't remember exactly what it was, but, like, yeah, it was for, like, quite some time. It was, like, for, I think it was 15 years.
What
the
hell?
So, like, Cheryl could still be in the bottom of the ocean for all we know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. From what you've told me
yeah,
from this
yeah.
story by far. So far.
Yeah. But, yeah, the police on that third day received a note demanding a ransom money, so $10,000, mm-hmm. stating that Cheryl was unharmed. So mm-hmm. they ended up staging a drop-off for the money in Bulleye.
How much was it?
$10,000.
Okay. And then...
So they ended up arranging, like, a drop-off
mm-hmm.
in Bulleye.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the alleged kidnapper who sent the note never showed up, even though police thought that it was credible, like, the note that they sent in.
Oh, it was like a...
They thought it was just,
it wasn't
like,
fake.
Yeah, they thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it wasn't, like, yeah. So they even disguised, like, the police, they even disguised themselves as council workers for this ransom job.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they thought, because the kidnapper would get scared if they saw, like, police uniforms. But they, yeah, but no one ever came forward again, and it was assumed that the note was, like, just a joke. But after this, the 3 days, the case became famous, like, in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family ended up relocating back to England for 10 years afterwards to escape this whole notoriety.
What's that mean?
So it's like, I just Googled the definition to explain it to you. So it's like the state of being famous.
Oh.
Well known for some bad quality or deed, so they didn't want to, like, get attention
for
Cheryl being missing. So they, like, even though, like,
they don't want to be known as the kid.
Yeah, parents of the kid who
that got missing.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what I think of it as. I could be wrong, but
well, it's understandable. That's the only bad thing that happened in that we know
yeah.
of.
Yeah. So like the police had three main suspects, but none of them could be positively identified as the man the witnesses claimed to see, like, in the, around there.
Do you know who the three main suspects were?
Over a year after Cheryl went missing, a 17-year-old man who remains unnamed, he was a minor at the time, he, told police that he abducted, raped, and murdered Cheryl.
So that was one suspect?
That was one suspect.
Who's the other two?
The other two were not mentioned. From what I found, I'm not sure why they could also be minors, but I guess because this guy came forward and said, like, maybe the others were just because maybe a similar car or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the boy who came forward, the minor at the time, gave an overview of like what happened that day. So he described a tubular steel gate, a cattle guard, a track.
What's a tubular steel gate?
I'm assuming just like the shape of it, like tube-like. I don't know how, but yeah, it's just he's just describing like the scene of the murder or the area, like or areas near the scene of the murder.
Yeah.
So he brought police to a corner of Brokers and Balgownie Roads and claimed that the body was buried there. But because the area had recently undergone residential development, they couldn't be sure. He couldn't be, like, the suspect couldn't be sure that's exactly where, because I guess things, the environment had changed.
Yeah.
So police interviewed the owner of the property, but he contradicted what the suspect had said, like, describing what had happened there.
Like, what it looked like before?
Like, he said there was no cattle guard in the place at the time of the murder, and that there had never been a tubular gate of any kind. And these inconsistencies eventually led police to concluding that this was a false confession. The case eventually went cold, and this is really sad. Like, Cheryl's parents ended up passing away without getting any answers about what happened to their daughter. In May 2011, a coroner formally ruled that Cheryl had died shortly after going missing due to an undetermined cause, and they recommended that police should reopen the investigation. And so $100,000 reward was posted by police for information regarding her disappearance. And Wollongong detectives and the homicide squad's unsolved homicide team, like, they all worked together, and they named this a new task called Strike Force Wessel. I don't know why, but they just continued to work on the case. So, police ended up announcing late in 2016 that three witnesses had come forward and recalled a teenage man loitering around the shower blocks. What I don't get is why they didn't say this earlier.
Maybe because they were young as well.
Yeah, maybe they didn't. Maybe more information came forward. Or maybe they just wanted the reward because $100,000.
Yeah.
But like,
that's a lot. I could buy more books of that.
So, yeah, they had a credible lead on this man who was seen carrying a fair-haired child at the time of Cheryl's disappearance. And I'm assuming Cheryl had fair hair. So that's why she matched the description. So police noted that he would be in his 60s by now and appealed for him to come forward.
Yeah.
So, but in 2017, a 64-year-old man in Victoria who had confessed to the crime, so this same guy, the guy who was the minor at the time, was 64 in 2017.
Wait, so the guy who confessed to the murder when he was 17 is the same guy now?
Yeah. Okay. So he confessed to the crime nearly 50 years ago. He was arrested and charged with the murder, rape, and abduction of Cheryl. Oh. So he was, yeah.
So he in jail?
Yeah, so basically, the defense team argued that
during the trial?
Yeah, that the accused man was significantly mentally unwell at the time of the confession, and thus it's inadmissible in court. So they basically dropped the charges. Yeah, it wasn't accepted as valid. So
wait, what was his mental health?
They just said he was mentally unwell, significantly mentally unwell.
He seemed pretty normal.
Well, I mean, he'd have to be pretty unwell to like just do that. If he confessed to it and then came forward.
Oh, yeah, true. But I feel like he was just, ugh. But, like, wouldn't, like, when he was 17, wouldn't the police, like, figure out that he was mentally unstable? Like, wouldn't they think that?
Yeah, like, that's what I thought, because they found he, like, fully went through a whole
thing,
and he was like, this is where this, but then
It could understand, like, the mentally unstable part. It could make the inconsistencies valid, I guess.
Yeah.
Not valid.
Maybe he was just, like, picturing something else, like, seeing something else because of his mental state.
Yeah.
Like, he could have, like,
that makes sense.
But, like, see, the thing is, like, why would he take them to that specific place, you know?
Because, like, like, muscle memory. Like, I memorized majority of the way of going to your house.
Yeah, but, like, so that's, like, I guess because if those things didn't line up, then they would say that, you know, we're dismissing all that. Yeah, so
so that was inadmissible in court.
Yeah, so the defendant then appeared by a video link at the Supreme Court of New South Wales.
The defendant
So
the man.
The man.
Okay.
I think that's him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He appeared on the video, like in court, on the 7th of September 2018, and he spoke only to confirm his age. Oh, sorry, not his age, his name.
Mm-hmm.
But then he entered a not guilty plea, even though he came forward 50 years ago, but then was ended up being arrested and charged. So now he's like, oh, no, I didn't do that. But I guess that could be to do with his unwell mental state.
Yeah, and his lawyer saying to tell him to do that.
To,
he had a lawyer, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd assume he'd have to. Everyone kind of gets a lawyer.
Do they?
Yeah. Everyone has a right to a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
My sister's a lawyer. Why don't I know this?
Let me think of Criminal Minds. If you're a lawyer, if you don't have
one... You have
one,
a right to the...
One will be given
right
to you.
Right to an attorney. Yeah.
You have a right to an attorney if you aren't given one.
But that's America. But yeah, I think everyone...
But like, it's roughly the same
thing.
I think. I hope.
Yeah. Like America's just like Australia on crack. It is!
Some people, I feel like Americans would say Australia is America, but
well, they
on
think
crack.
We take kangaroos to school and stuff.
What do you mean we don't?
Oh, yeah. Hate to disappoint, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah. So then...
So he pleaded not guilty.
Yeah. And then his trial was due to occur in the same court in May 2019. But then this freaking judge was like, he declared a key piece of evidence as inadmissible in the case.
What was the evidence?
I'm not sure. That was never disclosed. A key piece of evidence was inadmissible because there was no parent, adult, or lawyer accompanying the 17-year-old at the time.
When he made the confession.
Yes.
Oh.
And because he was not compulsory at the time, it was still desirable. So the judge decided that the interview was ultimately unfair to this accused man.
Mm.
And should be excluded from the evidence in the trial. So, I'm assuming he's the judge. Yeah. Justice Hume said, the Crown accepts that its case cannot succeed without, in brackets, the interview.
Yeah.
So, he mentioned evidence... Yeah, here we go. He mentioned that evidence from two psychiatrists that he had a low average intelligence, was immature and more vulnerable than the average 17-year-old as a result of his disturbed upbringing... difficult relationship with his parents, history of running away from home, moving countries, low intellect, and limited education.
So that was his not mental state.
I'm assuming that led to his mental state.
Oh, okay.
That led to the prosecution dropping the charge against the suspect in February of 2019. And I'm assuming because there is no information about this man, it's kept secret, I'm assuming the trial was dropped and he didn't end up being sentenced because there is no information about this man.
So it's just closed. The case is closed.
I'm assuming because this judge is like, oh, we're not gonna... But I don't think they ever found her body.
So I feel like that's evidence that he didn't do it.
Yeah, I guess that was like, yeah, so...
I don't think he did it. I think he just made a story so he could be like, look at me. If he could, like, with his friends, be like, look at me, I got arrested.
Yeah, like, I'm...
Well, he could have done it. We never know.
It was claimed that by police that it's unlikely that Cheryl's body will ever be found as there's been that, like, substantial development in the area where the place where it was claimed that her body was buried. So, yeah. I guess her body was never found, which is really sad.
That's unfortunate.
That was sorry.
What?
That's
unfortunate.
I know. No, I know.
What else am I meant to say?
Yeah, I know.
Rip? Yeah. I feel like that's worse.
That's worse. Yeah, I know. It's really sad. It is sad. Like she was just a baby.
Poor thing. She was 2 years old. Like, and me claiming she was a 2-year-old serial killer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, that poor girl. But I guess you didn't know. Like,
so it's alright. I didn't know.
Like, I have cousins that are 2, 3, and 4. Like, my youngest. So it's like, I can't imagine that happening to them. I would, like... let alone having a sibling. I mean, they are like my siblings, but like, yeah. So, thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Crazy Chats.
We hope you enjoyed, and we hope you come eventually to the next episode. I don't know if it's going to be next week.
Yeah.
Our schedules are pretty busy, so I don't think we're going to do weekly, but we'll try.
Thank you, UIW.
Thank you, UIW. Like, we're grateful, but...
Psych department.
Communications and media. Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see and tune in eventually to the next one.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.